אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני אדינו אלוהיכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם ושייכיכם, כל איש ישראל. ועובד הפכם לשייכם וגר שבקרב מחנך, וחויתי ויצאיך עד שואל ממך. תוהים ופעש ניצבים. Told us that everybody should be tzom ha'yoyim kulchem in front of Hashem. Everybody in their order, called Ish Yisrael, every Yid. V'ol v'chol v'vis Hashem alekecho v'ol osoy. Asher Hashem alekecho k'o esim k'ayoyim. Prepares you in the bris. V'ol osoy Asher Hashem alekecho k'o esim k'ayoyim. It's k'o esim you today. Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechanes, all of Klal Yisrael gathered them together the day of his death, the day of his death, to Machnes them the bris. Rasheichem, Shitreichem, 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 to bind them a new bris with the Kodesh Baruch. But in Zohar HaKodesh states, Atem Nitzom and Hayoim, whenever it says Hayoim, it's Lord's Day of Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim Atem Nitzom Hayoim Kulchem. You're all standing today, Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, in front of Hashem Alekeichem. Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. Everybody standing today in front of Hashem, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, and everybody's over the funnel of the Fnei HaKadosh Baruch, even they Moroin, and we pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like individual sheep, like individuals. And that's what we're holding our Vaisai very, very shortly, a few days from now. About Erev Rosh Hashanah Sunday night. Then Yitzom Hayom Kulchem, every single individual, when he came to the Shmuz tonight, if he didn't come to the Shmuz, he's also going to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch. And HaKadosh Baruch is going to be mad, he's going to be Soiker, call his whole Mahus. We have to understand the Vaisai, the parish of Nitzavim, why the emphasis the Torah gives to each and every person, Rasheichem, Shifteichem. Rashi says, Achoshev, Choshev, Koidem. Why the need to specify and speak out every single type, Zeknechem, Shekrechem, Tapchem, Sheichem, Echoite, Veitzecha, Achoy, Veimecha. If you were saying in the Zohar, if the Zohar comes out very good, each one, because each one goes by like an individual. I think there's another limud here on both sides. A very, very important limud that we have to learn out. This year, Rosh Hashanah, and for every year, so that we need to know as we go into Rosh Hashanah, something very important. To understand and to realize and to ingrain in a person as he goes into Yom HaDin. I don't know about you, every year it gets a little bit harder to feel Yom HaDin, to feel the Eimas HaDin. The Chazal, the Mayor of the Mahsa brings down the Melochim Yechofezim. V'chilur odi yochzei yochezu. Malachim are close by of Isai. They're standing and not far from the proximity of the Bezdin of Isai. And they're shaking. Do we understand what that means, of Isai? Yoim Adin! Yoim Adin Vagolova Noir, every single one of our actions are being weighed. Every single thing that we did this year is going up and being tested. And the individual passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into that individual as an individual. It's another schus to be part of a rabbin, so we make speak on Rosh Hashanah itself. But he looks at you as that individual. And on you is passed the din. A din. B'Rosh Hashanah Yikaseivun. B'Yom Shem Kippur Yechaseivun. Kamo Yavun. How many will pass off in this world? The Kamo Yibolehu. And who's going to be created? Yechyeh. Persons will be zero to life in this year. Uchas v'sholom hafaket. Mamish, Shapur Yisai, you can't picture the scene in that split moment. That moment we're going to be, you're going to Din Rabbi Yisai. At that moment, it's born Shari Tshuva B'Shem, the Arizal, that a person starts breaking down in tears. All of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, he starts to cry. For no reason. It's not like you heard anything. It's no reason. It just starts. You know, at that moment, the neshama is being judged. L'mala. The pachad of the neshama appearing from the din. The sentence is being passed out. Mi yichyeh mi yomus. Mi v'kitzoy. Mi loy v'kitzoy. People know, friends, relatives. Young age, Rahman and Fun taken from the world. Me the Kitzoy, or me the Loy the Kitzoy. He could be not this time, he's not so old. And Rahman and Slan, you know, stories of Isai. Stories just this less Machriv and Loy Umin Ki is super of Isai. Loy Umin Ki is super. The Pachar Hadin should be Noir V'Oyah. We should feel a little bit of what we're coming close to. We don't like to say the word Pach, fear. We get all nervous. But Hashem wants us to realize that there's a Tachlis in the fear. To realize that it's serious. That this world is serious. That a person has a tafkid in this world. And he's here to accomplish that tafkid. And a person has to think, am I doing my tafkid? Every year, do I have a schus to live another year? Am I doing my tafkid? Am I working towards my tafkid? Mi v'kitzoy, mi loy v'kitzoy, mi v'esh. Rahman al-Islam, people know the stories and stories every year, Rahman al-Islam. Houses burning down, there was a maisa, I forgot where, now it's Israel. A whole family, little kinder of Isai, were wiped out. The Eish. Miva Eish. Umiva Mayim. There's a Rosh Yeshiva in London, Rahman al-Islam. He wasn't feeling when he went on, he went to the ocean, he drowned in the ocean. This year, Choshe Rosh Yeshiva. Ay, And even if a person zoichot that he's going to live, mi yisyaser, o mi yisholeif. A person can live with yisurim, health issues, other worries, monetary issues. People last year were riding high, monetarily, health-wise. All of a sudden, mi yisyaser, o mi yisholeif. Mi yeoni, o mi yeoshi. Everything. Down to the fine details. I decided on next Monday. And we're sitting here 4 days away, 3 days. Going into Friday already, Sunday night. Sitting here with Baruch Hashem. That's fine. Happy. Joking around. You hear the one about the priest and the rabbi. Good jokes, this, that. We were forgetting to focus and realize that we're holding very, very precarious matzahs. Shown it. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar. We blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah. There's many reasons for blowing the shofar. It's the day we'll be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day of coronation of the King of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. All that Lukim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shoif, Hashem goes up, it's a coronation day for the Melech. Over the Maisa, the Chazal Darshan on the word Shoifar, Shapru Maaseichem, your deeds should become better. Make perfect your deeds, make them divided. Make them sharper, them. Make them better. Make them nice. Make them beautiful. Shoshana, we have to realize the shofar is calling out to us. So we have to make our ways better. We have to improve. We have to be different. Try to be mazbid, try to understand the in of the shofar of Yisrael. The Chazal say, "Mamakim kosicha Hashem, we call out from the depths." In the shofar, how the shofar is a tool. Ma'oir rachay shemayim. How is ma'oir rachay shemayim the koyach shofar? The Chazal say, "When the Kodesh Baruch Hu hears the call of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he's oimei from that kisei adin." And he moves to Kisei HaRachem. He moves over to Kisei HaRachem when he hears the Kol HaShofar. So everybody will tie in a very geshmak. Rabbi, you just took care of all the pachad. Good one, thank you, Rabbi, for that one. Just gotta sit there, we gotta make sure to get up before Shofar at least. Sit there, listen to, you know, be around by Shofar. And when he says the Tkia, it comes automatically to go on. Kisei Racham, Kisei Din, to Kisei Racham, and we'll switch over. And that's it. Hashem HaRachman is on us. I don't think it works so easily. It works so easily. So we don't have anything to worry about. Just blow the shofar. So Avada, it's Mecham for the mitzvahs of shofar. It's Mecham for Hashem said to blow. But I don't believe, the boy said, that's it. You just blow the shofar. I mean, Avadech, Hashem HaMazed Medrash said that. We blow the shofar, Hashem is Ma'ir B'Racham. But why, the boy said? And how? And what does it do? And how does it work? And how is that koich of shofar, the boy said, able to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Rachim Run Alocha in Shulchan Aruch Sim Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. A person should be rogel to eat on Rosh Hashanah different types of simonim, different types of things. And by each one he says he rotzoin, that has a similar to the word Rosh Hashanah B'Shuyaseinu Yer Rotzon Karti Shagich Rotzoneinu. Last year, a guy said, "You brought him Shirley date." And we are mocked here to have a banana. This is a suffering, so we always say, "You brought some. They shouldn't go. You shouldn't become. You shouldn't go bananas." But Lamai said, "Even of eating these things, a boy savah simon b'simon milsi. It's a simon toiv. Shabbos is my Rebbe Tshuva." But the Maisa, we want to understand at least one of the simanim which the Rava sees that it was a big minhag in Hagar Chutz Laretz. Noeg in Lechol Tapuach Mosuk B'Dvash. The minhag by the Ashkenazim, it's much worse of the Shonah that was the Ikka minhag by the Ashkenazim to eat the apple dipped in honey. The Oimrim to Schalish Aleinu Shonah Mesukah, that we should have a very sweet year. The apple dipped in the honey, Rabbi Sai. Everybody knows to sing the song. Rosh Hashanah, we don't need it now, Rabbi Sai. After the Shmuz, we got a guy's rendition with a choir behind, because Hashem singing the whole song. But dipping the apple in the honey, we might sing songs about it. But might say there's a remez of the Otsum, the Godol, and the eating of the apple in the honey, Rabbi Sai. We understand the remez in the apple and the honey, but also help us. Yoy Madim. The Maisa, the Bir Hagra in Shulchan Aruch says, he's mazbir the inyan of dipping the apple in the honey. Zokter tapuach al shem upir yoy mosuk lechiki, and the apple is very sweet. Upir yoy mosuk lechiki. The apple is very sweet to my palate. Look at my shakos of kireach soda. But the more dajin tainis choftes. Kireach hasoda. Umbetagabina and chakal tapuchin. That the smell. Kireach hasoda. What is that referring to, Rabbi Isai? Everybody knows the story. That when Yaakov Avinu was nichnas on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, he was nichnas to his father Yitzchak. To get the brachas. He got the brachas, and he got the brachas, so he was wearing the big day Esav. He was dressed up like Esav because he didn't want to be caught. He didn't want to be caught. He was dressed up like Esav with the skins and the hairs. Esav was an ish, very hairy person. Yavish Cholok. His mother told him, you gotta put on his stuff or else he'll be caught. And Tak Yitzhu felt him out, a cold call Yankiv, for you die me day. Zokt the Gemara, that when Yaakov Avinu went in, he had skins all over from an animal. I don't know if anybody knows over here the smell of skins of an animal. It doesn't smell too great. And that smell was nichnas into it. However, Zok Chazal, that when Yaakov Avinu came in, Kireach HaSoda, a beautiful, beautiful smell came in, Kireach HaSoda. Tarshish the Gemara, Tainis Choftes, Kireach HaSoda, Kireach Shel Tapuchim, Stei Tapuchim, Kireach HaSoda, Kireach HaSoda Shel Tapuchim. A soda of Tapuchim, an apple orchard. The smell of an apple orchard was nichnas inside Yaakov Avinu when he went into this world. Zok the Gon is Moisif. V'choya b'Rosh Hashanah ki yadua, that maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rabbi, we understand a little bit more. We don't have the hezba ad asoif yet, but we have a little bit more of a hezba than on Rosh Hashanah was when Yaakov Avinu was nichnas into Yitzchak Avinu to get the brachas that till today we are surviving from those brachas. Those are the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu benched Avraham Avinu to the Bnei Avraham. And that smell that was nichlas into this, the smell of Yaakov onto Yitzchak, he smelled an amazing, a beautiful smell of the Reach Tapuchim. That's what Memram is with Brisai, the sweetness of the apple, to that smell, of the smell of those skins, going on the begodov of Yaakov Avinu, when he was nichlas to Yitzchak Avinu on Leil Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if this is what the going means, Rabbi Yisrael, but I once wanted to say pshat. I think there's a Hezbollah or Otsum in this divya going, Rabbi Yisrael. That it was Rosh Hashanah, Avada, the Merum is on Rosh Hashanah. We're also coming to get brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think there's a Moridik Remez, Rabbi Yisrael, a Moridik Behar for us, Rabbi Yisrael. A Moridik Chizuk. Chazal Darshit. Vayar. As Reach Begodov, that he smelled the Reach of his Begodov. He smelled the Reach of his Begodov. Yaakov Avinu smelled the Reach of Begodov. Zok Chazal in the Medrash, Al Tikri Begodov, Ela Boigdov. Don't read Begodov, Ela read Boigdov. Interesting drasha. He smelled the smell of Begodov. Don't read Begodov, but it was Boigdov. That's the pshat of this. Zok Chazal saying an unbelievable pshat of the other side. The Chazal is telling us. Vayar is Reach Begodov, he smelled the Reach of his Boigdov. Boigdov are those who rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boigdov are the ones who are not doing the proper Zach in front of Hashem. Those who are Taka, sinners. Those who are Taka. Zok the Medrash, Vayar is Reach Begodov, Vayavarcheu, Zok the Medrash. Kigoyin Yosi Meshisa, whose Reach Begodov did he smell? The Reach of Boigdov. Kigoyin Yosi Meshisa, the Yochum Yisraelis. You smell the smell of these two people called Yosi Meshisa and Yochum Yisraelis. Zot Chazal Yosi Meshisa, Mishosha Bikshu Soinim Likonz Laharabayis. The Soinim wanted to come into Harabayis. The Romans wanted to come in. Omri comes mehem uvehem uvehem tchila. Let somebody from them go in. We're not going in. We're scared. Omri leu umadarav madad mapich didoch. They told one of them to go in, and whatever you take out is yours. Yosef Meshisa went into the Kodesh. He went into the holiest place, the Beis Hamikdash in the Kodesh, and he took out the menorah shel zov. Rabbi, can you imagine? A bigger begida, okay, they told him to go in. To go into the Kodesh, I thought, Azor Amokom Shamu Zor Lo Yikones, he walked into the Kodesh. Zor Chazal. Amru Lo, a darker shall hail his Tamas Bezu. Elo Uz Mantinus. That's not a thing that you, or somebody you only uses, that's a Shema Noira. Go a second time. He didn't want to go in. Amar Pinchas Nachlu Maches Gimoshon V'lo Kibolov. Amar Loi Dayai Shechasti La'el Elokai Pam Achas Eshechisuri Pam Shmiu. I got my Bereshim angry one time, said Yosef Meshisa. I'm going to get him angry again. Ma'osu Nosnu Oysu B'chamor Shecharoshim V'yim Nasrim Boy V'yim Tzabich. Oy me boy, oy shechas the boy. It was mamish spilling him in pieces of his side. And always he was saying his boy that he was machis, his boy. The Yochim Yisroel, Yosef Ben Achoy, Shab Yosef Ben Yoezer, and he was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Oz Vukum Shurisal Mr. Kitza. He was riding on a horse. And they were taking out his uncle, his Ben Achoisai, his uncle they were taking out to do something bad to him. And he was riding on a horse on Shabbos, he was Mimchal Shabbos. Omalayim Kalim Achisov Kavachoim Aloysivitzainai. So his uncle said, he said to his uncle, look at the horse you're running out to be taken out to be killed. I'm riding on a horse, enjoying Shai, and I'm enjoying my Tiyu. Said Yossi ben Yoezer to his son, to his nephew, in Kalim Achisov Kavachoim Aloysivitzainai. If this is what's happening, you are the biggest Oitzvitzoyne? You can't Oitzvitzoyne, Kamachom and Machisa. Yeah, and even so, what's happened to you? You're getting Yisurim? He says, yeah, Kamachom to the person who Machis, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, what Yisurim they're going to have. Nichnas by Adova, Ke'ere Shal Achno, Holoch Vikim Ba'atzmoy, Dal and Mises Ben. This Yosef Yitzvoyne's wedding is Mekayim in himself, the Arab of Mises Bezdin. So Chazal, this was the Reach. That went in with Yaakov Avinu, that Yitzchok smelled in his nose the reach of these Yidden, Yosef Mishisa, and Yochum Yisraelis. Push the door. Stay torn, Boyer, what the Torah is telling us, what the Chazal are telling us, is that Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yisai, was nichnas into his father in Big Day Esav. He walked into his father wearing the clothes of Esav. But who was he? Hakoel Kol Yankiv. Who was he in his pnimius? Who was he really? What was his essence? Hakoel Kol Yankiv. Thus made to say, that means to say, the Reach, the God of the Reach, Boidov. Avad Tzadikim, give a Gval, the Reach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of the Reach, of the Boidov, the Begodov, which was symbolizing Esav, who was a Boigade. But who was behind those Begodov? Yaakov Avinu, the Behus of Kolkol Yankiv. The real person, the real one who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Metzias of even the Beit Dov. That's the Metzias of the person who's even a sinner during the year. His Metzias, his Reach. Reach is the Neshama. He's still holy. His Neshama is so spiritual. His Neshama is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov felt Yitzchok felt Yaakov is Yadayim Yidei Esav, this is the Begodov, this is the exterior. The external part of the goof is a Vada, that Rachmon San Goita. Of a Dereach. Dereach, we come from the Neshama, called Neshama. Eze Udorosh and Neshama, Nenem, was as the Gemara in Brachis, Zareach. The Koyach of the Neshama, the Koyach of the smell. The true essence of the Yid, the true essence of the Yid, is the Reach of Sodeh Tapuchim, the good smelling Sodeh Shel Tapuchim. And that's the Metzias of every Yid. That even though we messed up during the whole year, even though the whole entire year, we were involved in who knows what. We got mixed up in this. We got caught up in that. The Yitzhar pulled us. The begodim that we were wearing were talking not gevaldik the begodim. We had to change our begodim. We're not going in yeshiva anymore. We had changed our begodim. But who are we? Even the one who's wearing divin begodim. So Chazal, the Reach Boigdov, Yosef Mishisa, the person the Etzem was a he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim for his own benefit. But then he realized who really he was. He realized afterwards, when he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he realized who he was. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the menorah, he realized who he was. He was shocked into life to realize, who are we? What am I? Who am I be'etzem? What am I really shayach to? That was the mitzias of Yisrael, of Yosef Mashisa. That's the reach of the God of the Kodesh Baruch has such pleasure for. There's pleasure from the Yoko Mishroiroi's who was in the Scala, his Kayim Bar, Dalai Yisrael based in. So Chazal B'Shor Kalik and many Zer B'Gan Eden, he was Zerchot to go into Gan Eden. That's his real place. That's really, really shayach to. Whatever he does sinning, it's really the begod of. It's the external. It's not really. We're eating the apple and the honey of Yisrael. I wanted to maybe mamshu a little bit more of Yisrael. The reach of the apple. Really good is much more than the reach of the soul of the apple. We cover it in the honey. Honey is an exterior thing of Yisrael. It makes everything very sweet. But it's really, it's a representative of Gifty once said on the Korbanus, Halochi is, you have to put melech, you have to have melech. On every dal called Orboncha, pack of melech, you have to have melech. Chol Sa'or, Chol Dvash. No Sa'or, no Dvash. You put on the Korbanus, white shot, same shot as that. Salt, if anybody knows cooking over here, but it's that, most of us know it. Cooking. So salt brings out the essence of the Chayfetz. Honey, and all these things for care, it doesn't bring the essence, it covers it over. So it doesn't taste good, throw honey on it. So it's not good, throw honey on it. The sight of honey is really to, not to bring out the flavor of the thing itself, it's really to cover over the flavor of the thing, to make it better taste. That's what honey is about. Therefore, it's not the gift of a chok al kol korban. What's a korban? A korban is supposed to come out korban from yourself. It's supposed to be you yourself. Takrif melech. Put melech into it. Let's get out the essence. Melech, like Maran says, with damat yisurim. That's what yisurim also. They bring out the essence of a match. Oh, but honey! Don't put on the korban. Korban is supposed to be the real you. You put the honey on the apple. Show that the whole year we have this flavoring honey, sweet stuff, avada on our apple. But who are we, Rabbi Yisrael? The reach begodov, the reach shel tapuchim, the mosoi, the seekers of that reach tapuchim, reach tapuchim. And that's supposed to be ma'oiras, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm Rosh Hashanah to understand. We eat the apple and the honey. We're supposed to not just sing, dip the apple into the honey, and make a bracha. And we're supposed to understand that this is us! This is our whole year! It's an apple! A son of Shel Tapuchim! Coming up by the Gashmias of Olam Hazeh. Coming up by the Reach Begodov! We had Dira Begodov, we all the hand, we are Yadayim in the Yesov! But who are we, Be'etzem? It's the Koel Kalyan. And I believe it, but he said, that's the Yisoy, the Pasha Yisoy of the Shoifer. Koel Yankov. It's the Koel of Yankov. The Shoifer comes from the Ruach, the Pnimius of a Mensch. We make a Mechitza with the walls of the Shoifer, even onto our Guf, that the Ruach should go straight through. And Megalatah Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is our pnimius? Who are we? There's no more faking it. Kol Echot Oivir Lefon of Kifnei Maro, we pass by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like an individual person. The Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at us. He doesn't look just on the external of us. He looks at the Reach, the God of, who are we? Who are we? So Chazal, Atem Nitzom and Ayoim, all the Taitz of Shad this year, Kulchem, everybody passes by. Lifnei Hashem, all the time. We have to realize we're all passing by HaKadosh Baruch. But each one in his own mitzias. Choyte Beitzecha, Shoyev Meimecha, Noshim, Taf. Everybody passes by HaKadosh Baruch in a different way. We all have the schus. You don't need a special kartis, okay, choshev, choshev, kodem. But every single individual has the opportunity to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As an individual. You can be a Shoyev Meimecha. You could be a garbage collector. You could be a plumber. You could be a Rosh Hashiva. You could be a Magid Shir. You could be a dental hygienist. Everybody passes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem's looking for one thing. What's really going on in the plenius deep down? Who are you, Beth? Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael, we don't do tshuva. It doesn't do it down. It's a sesh make tshuva, I'm sorry, we don't say vidu. Rather, we do tshuva. We're supposed to do tshuva. But we don't see in the davening talking too much about tshuva. We barely mention chayt. Shav, we're allowed to mention chayt. Kavidu Malkeinu, we barely. What's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah represents the day that we have to make that decision deep down. Who are we mishtayach to? Who are we shayach to? Whose team are we on? Who are we really? I don't care what you do on the outside. You're a water carrier. I don't care if on the outside you wear this type of clothing. I don't care what you do in your spare time. Who are you? What is your pnimius? What do you really want? What is your really want? What you want? About the davening, we say all these things. It's the ma'orer that this is what we should want. We should want the imam of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want the din, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the chelik of his din. We want to mention all these gavavet, the schusim, that's what externally still. All these psukim, or what's the etzim, as the Mashiach says, these are all the three ikru, three ikru ikru. Malchius, Zechron, the Shoifer, Malchius, the Bereshon, the Bereshon, the Oilam, the old one, Barak HaJibor, Zechron is Din V'Oinesh, and Shoifer represents Torah Misina. These are the ikrim that are both the important ikrim, and we have to establish them. Uvameh B'Shoifer! But it can't just come from an external dibur. It has to come by shofar. With the pnimius of the man, shemam l'chadosh baruch hu. With the pnimius of the man, shemam l'chadosh baruch hu, b'soicher, schus avos Avram Avinu. Then l'chadosh baruch hu remember the akedah, because that's my pnimius also. Because you remember, man toiro, because I'm a shtayah of the man toiro. Everything's b'shoif. Tamlechuni alech. Zikon lefonecho uvameh b'shoif. Because the shoif is megal with the rats and hapkin. What do you really want? And there's no fool numbers. And live me. Hashem alekech. You pass in front of a mortal king. You pass in front of a Roshida.
I want to be better this year. I really want to get up. Really want to get up for shachas every morning. You want to? You really want to? Ain't over on your damn outside. If you don't, you're not getting up. If you're not applying yourself, the want is not there. Ain't over on your damn outside. You want? You want to steig? You want to change? You want to be different? This year you want to be different? And do it. But as short as a day, the gallant, who we really are. To dig deep in myself. Avada the Psukim ever help us. Because it talks about all the things that we should and we could. But do we want? Do we really want? Once we want, once we make the first step, once we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes U'Beratzon Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, you're my king!
Once it comes to MS, with the call of a shofar, I say deep inside, I want to change. I want this year to be different. That's the first step, the truth. That is the truth of Rosh Hashanah. Everything that we're saying, I want it. How am I going to get there? How am I going to change? How is it going to come about? What are the steps I need to do it? That's essentially the truth. That it comes for Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem, Tetoru, we're totally cleansed. We surely don't get cleansed yet. The veils are not gone yet. It's just one thing. One thing. I want. Really, truly, wholly, of my whole being, I really want. How am I going to do it? When am I going to do it? What's the mahalach? How? So many different things are bothering me. So many different things that I have that are pushing me. So many different things out there that are being machsh on me. And I'm addicted to it. I don't have difficulties with it. How? So I should make tshuva. We'll work on ways. Rosh Hashanah. The first day of the year. The Rosh. Where's your head? Where you holding? Who are you? Every single person is judged by Rosh Hashanah. Where you hold things. And it's partial. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give out a new Tafkid. Tovshin Ayin Gimel Voisai. It's a new year. Tovshin Ayin Beis had its own Tafkid. Tovshin Ayin Gimel has its new Tafkid. And the new Tafkid of this Merucha, of this bringing out Kovet Shemayim in the world, we're coming to establish and set up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to know who's me like who's with me. If you're with me, you're on my side, you're going with me, we can establish you in this year to go up, to steig, from everything you need, all the parnasa, in order to do Ratzon Hashem. But if you don't want, if you're not interested, you can't be bothered. I got plans for Beit Hasvadim. I really can't be bothered with this Rosh Hashanah business. Like he said, brings over here this the Yeshua Kurland. Yes, I just saw before the shit, I opened it up. So he has a joke that he says. Brings down a joke, or to quote the joke. And he said there was three reform rabbis. They were going in a car, and they, what happened was they were in a terrible car accident. And they went up to Shemayim, or he said the presidents of three reform congregations. Anyway, they were on a baseball game together, and they were in a car accident. So they came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one was called individual, and they were given Musa for distorting the truth, Sheker, whole thing of how many people you brought down. Bernstein, God said, the nerve to install ashtrays in the temple, allow the congregation to smoke during the reading of the Torah. That's disgusting, Bernstein. And you, Goldberg, to hand out ham and cheese sandwiches during the break on Yom Kippur. What a chutzpah. But you, Rabinowitz, take the cake. You put up a sign outside the temple for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, closed for the holidays. We laugh about it, Boisai. But some of us are closed for the holidays. We can't go through that Rosh Hashanah business. Scary. Let's get off the sukkahs and put Pesach Shavuos and other things. Malava Malkis every night.
Malavasara, Malka, all different type of malavas. And what about my plans for the break after Sukkot? We're gonna have a lot of fun! The emphasis on a lot of fun. You can't ruin my vacation, my plans. We're closed for the holidays, Rabinowitz! Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbeisai! Rachmana Litzlan! What's at stake? We understand what's at stake, our lives! Our families' lives! But this year's special about Medina's Nui Omer, Rabbeisai, it's not a joke anymore! We know what's going on in the world today. Val Medina Zul Yomer, Eretz Yisrael, the whole world. We think about who knows. Rachman Litzlan lo aleinu, but Rachman Litzlan, it's serious now. Till now, yes or not. It's open, clear discussion. The Medinas are talking about it very seriously. Everybody's afraid. And we're sitting here cracking Gary Nimnot. Make sure you get 2 kilo, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Right before the Kiyas Shofar. Watermelon seeds. Medina's Rumi Omer, Rabbeisai. It's a matzah of a sakona with no roar, Rabbeisai, atom bombs. You don't realize, Rabbeisai. I was, my son had Amnon Yitzchok. He was talking about Mamish be very, very stark. He said that Iran has said already that they're ready to shoot, they have 1 million off the map right away. But he says right away, and even the Israeli guys, so they'll, we have a powerful, we have 100 atomic bombs. We have 100 atomic bombs, well, I don't need cough. Very nice. But who's where's the Haganah? He has no answer for the Haganah. Need cough, very nice. They shoot 4, 6, whatever these atom bombs, Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbeisai. And they have some Kippat HaSukkah that tries to protect it, or Kippat Barzel, whatever you call it. They try to protect it. They try to protect, they can't even shoot down these blood missiles. Half of them land, and Nachman Rachmana said a few weeks ago, one of them now hit into a house. People know who was home. Rachmanis destroyed the whole house. Some grud missile made out of the stolen cars from Yiddish people. They make it out. And they're not shooting anything because these guys steal cars from Jews over here. They come in and they make missiles from it, which is worth maybe $10. And you have to shoot a Kippat Barzel thing worth, who knows, everyone they shoot off is $50,000. So what are they going to go shoot a $50,000 interception missile to stop that $10 scrap car? See on the back, Fiat on the missile. Am Yisrael Chai also, they leave with the sticker. They give don't speak Russian Hara. Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbeisai. We're laughing, but in the last, we were here for the Yom Kippur, we were here for the what's it called? The Gulf War, Rabbeisai. I was newly married. It wasn't a joke, it was real missiles, real live missiles came in, not joke from some who knows what that we saw, or some, you know, Zman. That's a joke, but there's a true story also, but not some even a Zman article that happened 25 years ago. I was here, I experienced it. No one realized that January 15th, 1991, when the first missile went off, you don't realize the pachad, Rabbi said, missiles are coming to Eretz Yisrael, missiles, real live missiles. Landing in residential zones, Rabbeisai. We saw pictures of apartment buildings. It was Nisim apartment buildings. He hit head on. Mamish, the whole apartment was Tel Aviv, big buildings. Mamish smashed the Marines. And they were not talking about atom bombs, Rabbeisai. You have to realize, Rabbeisai, this is a matzah of, I don't know if Klaiswal or Eretz Yisrael was such a sakona. So don't worry. I'll always take back a plane to America, Rabbeisai. What does that mean? What is that?
don't think Iran's going to shoot stuff to America. They have stuff now that can go to America. They have stuff to, there's no one safe anywhere. America will probably get involved. They'll shoot to America. They'll shoot to England. He's not afraid of us. He's in Meshuggah of this. Meshuggah, off his mind. He's not scared. He'll blow up the whole world. So he'll go down on the also. The whole world will go atom bombs. I'm talking serious. I mean, it's only a joke. We're talking about atom bombs. And even if Israel has one, they have bombs they can say they're ready to shoot right away. We're in a matzav that we just diving Rosh Hashanah. We got to scream out from the depths of our heart. The burn somewhere with you. You're going to protect us. Because we're with you. That's who we are, Atom. And then we have nothing to be afraid of. We have nothing to be afraid of. Once we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing to be afraid of. The real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A guy goes into the street and he walks the street on a racing highway and says, I have B'tochan Bashkat. That's a Meshuggah now. You can't do something that you commit to jump off the roof and say, oh, and the Talmud Hashem jumped off the Empire State Building. Hashem will make a nace. Tomato sauce on the bottom. Maybe he'll be used for a restaurant. That's about it. You can't do something crazy on the Talmud Hashem. It has to be real B'tochen. You have to do things. Change. You have to come close to Hashem. You have to megala you who you really are. We have to work on ourselves first. We really have to work on ourselves first. But we can't do it all in one shot. Says Shmei Tshuva is a whole day. Hashem gave 10 days to do a Tshuva Shlema to the best of Madrega. But it has to start with myself. It has to start. Rosh Hashanah night and Rosh Hashanah day, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are so harsh with this that I'm not here to give Musa. I'm not here to tell you how you should run your lives. But I'm saying, but it's not a day to go to some Kolo family, whoever it is, and it could be the most respected, and talk with the Kolo wife about where she's going to shop on Sukkot. Where's the best bargain on cupcakes, Sukkot. It's Rosh Hashanah, but it's any part of Rosh Hashanah being judged, right? It's Hashem by the meals by us. We learn the prakram, there's 4 prakram of Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to learn in Rosh Hashanah. It's not a time to be schmoozing, but can you imagine, just imagine the scene, the guy comes there. It's his time for judgment. Where is he? He's at some Kollel guy's house talking with his wife about different type of cologne, what type of cologne he's wearing. She likes his cologne. Maybe he could buy his husband's birthday is coming up on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Maybe he could buy him the cologne. I'm not saying a person should go out to eat. I'm not here to say that. But a person, what should be the discussion at the table? But like, if you can, try to steer it away from Lashon Hara! About the chazin on Rosh Hashanah, how he schleps it out too much and his voice cracks. That's what a person is saying. B'shas is being judged. It's like Yom Kippur. Talking Lashon Hara, talking Mechilos, talking never who knows what a person. Saying to Beit Torah, trying your best to serve Hashem, you're saying brachos on the food, you make the avodah. If you go out, Rabbi said, make an experience as a Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi said, in case you're being judged then, Rabbi said. The Baruch Chazal say, who knows? We, Baruch Hashem, is a mean official, then who knows the judgment? HaKadosh is judging everybody at that moment, Rabbi said. The Puerto Ricans on that motorcycle, they're also being judged. What's he doing on Rabbi Shana, Rabbi said? That Mexican. Who knows what he's doing, Rabbi? Who knows what a bear is? Who knows where he is, Rabbi? Leo Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah. Who knows where that Puerto Rican guy is, the Schwarzer? What's he doing on Rosh Hashanah? Now he doesn't know about Rosh Hashanah. He's doing maybe the worst possible thing possible. He's being judged also. We know it's Rosh Hashanah. We know the koyach of Rosh Hashanah, the koyach of the shofar. We know what it represents, Shapu Maseicha, and regala you who you are, the real Taka, Emissi Yid. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. This is what Rosh Hashanah means to us. With our Meb Shoif. The Shoif is Megala. Our Kingdom. Since Chazal. the depths, we call out to the shofar.
And we call out real. And we call out from the depths of our heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are our Ruchlius. That's who we want to be. We want you to be the king, really. The king means I want to follow you, really. Not Motzi Rosh Hashanah.
I know what I'm doing, Motzi Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Really, truly, decide deep inside, I want to change. I want Rosh Hashanah to be a different year. I want through Rosh Hashanah to be a gavaldik, a year for me. In all ways, atzlocha, shiduchim, everything that I need. Ribbono shel Olam, I want to be part of your army. No other army, your army. Part of my army, I'm the almighty, all powerful king. What do you want for Rosh Hashanah this year? What can I give you? You want health for your family? No problem. You're part of my army. You want wealth? You want this? You want that? No problem. You're part of, you're really part of my team. Not on the outside, deep inside. Of us to prepare ourselves, to get ourselves ready, to put ourselves in the frame, in the real framework of what do we really want. There's no faking it out. You can sit here all day and daven. You could eat 10 pieces of apple and dip in honey. You could have all the simonim. You could be mahadur in the shofar. You could do everything, go to tashlich, throw out, empty all your pockets in tashlich of us. But deep inside of us, we don't want to change our Bozai. And it's not real, it's not shofar. It doesn't have the koyach to Moir Rach. It doesn't have the koyach. Avad is something. We're in shul, we're davening. It's for sure something. But to oyma oyma deep, to rachem yishamayim. To really cause a Kadosh Baruch Hu to have such rachmanis that we need, a Rebbeinu Shel Olam have rachmanis on us. So many, because you look back to Tov Shin Ayin Beis, it's a different world. So many gedolim, so many chashuvim, so many people that we know, not around anymore, Rabbi Yisrael. Who knows? To be mechaper, when the door of us, Hashem takes away gedolim, when the door is not worthy. Takes away Gedolim. We're weak Torah. It's not easy. For Hashem say, Al Tashlichinu Le'i Zikna means the Klai Yisrael is a matzav Zikna many years down the road. For Hashem, don't throw us away. We're weak Torah. Let's be honest. The temptations, the difficulties, things out there, it's so difficult. No one's the same now. But just the opposite. The more difficult it is, the harder it is. The more nesiyonos that we have, the more things people and parties want to take us away. And we dig deep. We say no. And we dig deep. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be with you. Hashem, I want to stay with you. Hashem, I want to be with your army. Hashem, I want to be part of your team. We make our pledge our allegiance. We pledge our allegiance to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Anu Amcha. We want to do Ritzonecha. Ritzoneinu La'aseh Ritzonecha. We only want one thing. Ritzoneinu La'aseh Ritzonecha. We want to do your Ratzon. Me, my Akim, so the Gemara brought you Zion. Who's preventing us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it should be Issa, the Umay, things around him. We want to do your Ratzon. That's all we want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mavato, his Ratzon to do our Ratzon. And I realize that what we truly want and remove the source of Isa, the Umisa Oilo, to Vias Mashiach's Kedem.
Amen.